Whether you like it or not, we are having this postal plebiscite on same-sex marriage. And as you know, on this program, I've been very keen to bring you all sides of the debate. This Sunday, when Catholics around Perth file into church, they'll be greeted by a letter from the Archbishop, Timothy Costello, outlining the diocese's position on same-sex.
Opportunity, Gareth. As you may know, and as people may know, I've written a pastoral letter to the Catholic community here in Perth, which will go into all of our parishes over the weekend. And in that letter I've tried to explain the Church's position on this very complex and challenging issue of same-sex marriage. There are really two reasons for writing the letter. One is to explain the Church's position, but the other is also to, I think, make a plea not just to my own community but to the wider community that we conduct this debate with sensitivity, with compassion. I think it's going to be a measure of the maturity of our society how the debate unfolds, irrespective, in a sense, of the final outcome.
Can people of goodwill oppose gay marriage without being called homophobic?
I certainly think people of goodwill can oppose oppose gay marriage without being homophobic. I hope they can also do so without the very complex society, a multicultural society, a pluralist society. There will inevitably be a lot of different views on a lot of different issues. And in a modern secular democracy like ours, I think it's important that we have the capacity to listen respectfully to each other's views, to consider those views, to try and understand where our own positions and our own perspectives might be coming from, and then to act according to that. And in that light, too, I think it's really important for me to say that the days are running out for registering to be enrolled to vote, and I would encourage everyone to make sure they are registered, to then conduct themselves in the debate with as much sensitivity and compassion as is possible, and then to just act responsibly when it comes to casting their vote.
Your letter will say that the Church believes that society is best served by retaining the traditional understanding of marriage between a man and a woman. Why is that?
Traditional marriage has certainly served our society very well. It's the foundation of marriage, and family is the foundation of our society. And in the Catholic understanding, marriage and family are very closely interconnected. In fact, they're almost, inseparable from each other. And so our view would be that, at least in an ideal world, and we recognise that it's not an ideal world and that people face many difficult and complex circumstances, but in an ideal world, we should be doing everything we can to ensure that children have the chance to be brought up in a loving, stable environment with their natural mum and dad. That's the ideal, I think, to which our society should be striving, and traditional marriage can help us to achieve that goal.
Many same-sex attracted people, many advocates of same-sex marriage, will say that we have families and our children are loved and we do a good job at bringing them up in stable, loving environments. Do you accept that that's the case?
I certainly do. And in the letter that I've written, I make that point that there are very many different family situations. And in most cases, and perhaps in nearly all cases, which is also the same in traditional marriage, children are being brought up with great love and great care. This is not about the quality of the love that people have for their children. It's about the fact that traditional marriage makes it more likely that we can achieve what the Church believes is the best situation, which is not to say that other situations are devoid of anything good, but the best situation is for kids to be able to be brought up in the family setting with their natural mum and dad.
My guest on the program this morning is Archbishop Timothy Costello. We're talking, obviously, about the same-sex marriage debate. We're going to have this postal plebiscite. We know that the process by which we've got here is hardly perfect. It's hardly perfect, but this is what is going to happen. We're going to be asked to express our views, and then the federal government will take account of those views, and they may seek to change the definition of marriage. They may not, depending on the outcome. Archbishop, can I ask you if you have concerns that the community hasn't actually seen the bill on which the parliament may vote before they're being asked to express a view in the plebiscite, specifically around the issue of religious protections?
I think the reality is, Gareth, that there has been a great deal of discussion and debate around the issue, and whilst it would certainly be very helpful to see the details of the bill so that we know exactly what we're committing ourselves to whichever way we vote, the issues are certainly being well canvassed in our society. My main concern is about the way the debate is conducted and whether or not the nature of the debate, the quality of the debate, has the potential to do damage to the fabric of our society. I don't think it has to. I think it's a question of whether or not people consciously make the decision to conduct themselves, in a civilized way, if I can put it that way, but also with compassion and sensitivity towards people who see things differently from them.
Well, look, I think that everyone, well, certainly, I hope everyone listening to this program would agree with that. It's certainly the way that we've tried to handle the issue here. I've said before that I think it should happen. I think it should happen, but I accept that there are people of different views, and the key is to have the debate with goodwill. And I don't like, I've got to say, characterising or caricaturing people who oppose your particular view as being of ill will or as an... Hear this, Archbishop. Can good Catholics vote yes?
Good Catholics, every Catholic, good people will have different points of view on this matter. And one of the points about a plebiscite or a postal vote is that people get to exercise their right to express their view, which they've formed in good conscience. The letter that I've issued doesn't tell people how to vote. I have no right to do that anyway. All I'm seeking to do is to explain the Church's position, why we take the point of view we do, and I'm offering it first and foremost, of course, to our own Catholic people, but hopefully other people might also be interested, so that the point of view that the Church adopts can be factored into people's thinking as they come to make a final decision.
Will churches and priests in churches around the country or around the state, will they be telling their flock how to vote?
I can't speak for other churches, and I can't really speak for what individual priests might say in their own churches on a Sunday morning. I've asked our priests to make the letter available to all of our people over the course of the weekend. Some may read it, some may simply hand it out, some may simply say it's available on our website. Local priests know their own communities best, and they know how best to deal with these things in their local context. But my point in, or my purpose in writing the letter, as I said, is to really make two points, to explain why the Church adopts the position it does, but really to put in a plea for a civilised and compassionate and sensitive debate.
Well, that's what we hope to have on this program. Archbishop Timothy Cassell, we really appreciate your time on the program today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Gareth.